was good. They got a nice win over, you know, a GICC program that has been good for so many years. Had chances. I know that Maywood Hay Center match was a three-setter, and that was kind of a nail-biter, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, we had Hershey earlier in the week and were able to win that one. So going into that weekend, got Holdridge first round, and you had actually an 11-5 lead on them in the first set, and then just kind of squandered it away late, and same thing kind of happened in the second, a little tighter back and forth than it was in the first, but and then second round versus Maywood, we had a lead in the first and then just kind of let it drop, you know, won the second, and then third just could not get a ball in. We had the most hitting errors we've had all season in the match, and you know, they Maywood just kind of kept the ball in play and let us kind of work it out of play. So but it was nice to follow that up with GICC and at least come away with a win at the end of the day.
That was the second time you played Holdridge. You played them early in the season. Do you feel like you played them a little bit better this time than the first time around?
Yeah, I think we did. Again, we had like an 11-5 lead on them in the first set, and you know, we just kind of hit those a couple ruts, just kind of like we have done throughout the season, and just kind of couldn't get out of it towards the end of the set. And but you know, Holder just had a really nice season. You know, they ended up dropping to Minden in the finals of that tournament, but they've played and beat a lot of good teams in our conference this year, so I felt good with how we played them.
GICC, what really stood out in that one? I went three, but I had some girls, I'm sure. Hey, you don't want to go home 0-3. Let's get this one, and you certainly got that one.
Yeah, you know, we actually had a pretty decent lead in the first, and then we did have a girl kind of go down with an injury, and, you know, that kind of shook up the rotation that set, and it kind of slipped away from us. So then second set, you know, it was figuring out, okay, what are we going to do? And obviously that one ended up close as well. We were able to pull that set out. And in the third set, by that time, we kind of got comfortable with that rotation and just was able to play a little cleaner ball there in the third.
I'm glad you brought up the Hershey game the other night. That's always a tough place to play, and that was a nice win. That's a nail-biter going four sets. Had a battle with them, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, the three sets we won, never really felt like we were going to lose those ones. Felt pretty in control of those sets. Second set just, you know, kind of got away from us early, and we were able to battle back. I think we were down 23-17 or 24-17 and able to get it to lose that set 25-22. So we were able to gain some momentum, which was nice in that second. That carried into the third and fourth. You know, Callie Crawford had, I think, 17 kills for us that night and hit close to 300, so that was a good sign. And, you know, we've had a lot of girls. We just kind of depends on the week and the game on who's going to be our kill leader, and she was it Thursday night, and Jaylee Walgren kind of led us first GICC with 15, and you know, and assist wise Karsten and Ashlyn have done a good job of getting the ball to some girls and just kind of figuring out who is the hot hand at the time.
Coach, you got a busy week. I think counted up going Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, it's like 8 matches, especially with the Twin Cities invite, playing so many matches. But Cozad and Cambridge coming to town, and on your home court, hey, a chance to pick up a couple of wins to some momentum as you get ready for the Twin Cities invite.
Yeah, obviously that try on Tuesday, be nice to pick up some wins there, and like you said, get some momentum in the Twin Cities, because that's a grueling two-day tournament, you know, a long van ride up there, you got to get ready to play, and so it'd be nice to gain some momentum going into those Friday games, and then you got to wait and see where you get figured out on Saturday.
And Cozen and Cambridge have got some good players, but hey, I think you would think, hey, these are two winnable matches we can get on our home court.
Yeah, I think they're, I mean, we got to come out and compete, but I think if we come out and compete, they'll be good matches. Obviously, Cozad's a young team, but as any young team, they're going to get better throughout the year. And then Cambridge has obviously dealt with some injuries and getting some girls back, and they've got a lot of experience with past state tournament bursts. A lot of girls have played ball for them, so they're another team that we're going to have to come out and compete with them in order to make it a competitive game.
Anything on Twin Cities Invite yet? I haven't seen a schedule yet. Have you?
Nope, we won't get that till tomorrow, Monday afternoon. I think they have until tonight to submit stuff, and then they get through seeding, and then we'll figure out if we're in Scottsbluff or Garing for the first round, or first day, I should say.